for?
Yeah, I just did it back.
Okay. If we go back then, so you have Eichel, me, Noy Eichel, etc., Miss Harvin. Just one point from yesterday. We discussed with Kveger's question. A very strong question with Kveger. It says, Machal Yushayin, whether that blush is Shvua. And Shvua blush and other works or not. So Kasha was, L'chayr from our Gemara, really, the Mishnah Nedarim, it says that Shvua Sha'eichaloch is considered Shvua not to eat. Gemara says the case by Mesarvim, not Mesarvim, whatever it is. But we could take out of Shvua Sha'eichaloch that because of the circumstantial evidence, we say he means Lo Ya'eichal. It's very nice, he means Lo Ya'eichal, but he didn't say it. He didn't make the Shvua, so how does it help? How does it help? Elamite must be. It's Shvua Blosh and Ed. Like, he said, like Rashi's Be'as, that Masha Eichel should be Be'as Shvua. So that's Shvua Blosh and Ed. So Chorot Shekapela, on all the Rishayim, the Rajma, the Rechana, the Rimagash, the Ram Mizan, the Dharam Bez and Bez, they hold that Shvua Blosh and Ed doesn't work. What do they do with the Mishnah? So the Ma'aseh of the Rosh on Tezayin, there's really 2 points in the Rosh. One Rabbi Abram was a Madaik, and one maybe the second Diyuk. It's not like the first Diyuk. Let's start with the second Diyuk. When the Rosh discusses the Gemara that how do we get the Sha'eichel Shemin Lo Ya'eichel, what's the scenario? So he said, so the Gemara in Darim, the Gir said he has, when the guy said, Achilna, Achilna, B'tmiya. Achilna, Achilna, B'tmiya. I'm not going to eat by you. I'm not going to eat by you. It means he's saying, I'm not going to eat by you. Then he says, what do you think I'm going to eat by you? Then he says, Shvua Sha'eichel. So we say he's being Mekayim, what he said, B'loshim T'miya, Achilna, meaning that Lo'ya Achilna. He means Lo Ya'eichel. He said Eichel really means Lo Ya'eichel. So from there, Abram was Madaik. You see in the Rosh that he's not worried about. He doesn't have to explain. He doesn't explain it like Rashi that he means Masha Eichel should be a Shvua. A Shvua Losh Neder. He just says he means Lo Ya'eichel. He means Lo Ya'eichel. So we see that if somehow we can figure out that you mean to ask her, you mean to make a shvur, shalai reichal, that's enough. Inu l'chara, tash is a pelo, nech tesi. Like Vega says, very nice, we know you want to make a neder. So if you say, is it a din deeper neder, that in order for neder to be chal, that's the levatim s'chasayim, you have to make the neder. It's very nice, you want to make, we know for sure you want to make the neder. Am I asking you to make the neder? So, even though the Rosh is Saisim, the question is the Chayach such an idea that you can make a nether even though you didn't articulate a nether? By nether, you have to articulate a nether. So, we can tie up your words that mean it should be a Shvua. What I'm meaning, say it. At least we're tying up your words, but there has to be words. But if just because we know you said Eichel, you really mean Lo Eichel, how's that a nether? So I'm not so sure in the Rosh that Itaka means besides my dad, because in the Hemshech of the Rosh, he does give it a taich, and there he's going to all the gears. So, because really the two gears are really the same thing. It's just what exactly the case. The first gear is when the guy said achilna achilna, he said it blushing to me. I'm not gonna eat you. I'm not gonna eat you. Meaning really I'm not gonna eat by you. The other gears is like the gears in our Gemara. That Lo Ya'eichel, the guy says, I don't want to eat, I'm not going to eat. And then he says, Shvua Sha'eichel. So there the Rosh says, Chim the Messiah, Vuhoim Lo Ya'eichel. Anu toilin the Vadai, the Kaim Devara in Nishba, Kadesh Lo Ya'eichel Ba Ya'eichel. Oh, Vahachi Kamar. Shvua Sha'eichel means there should be a Shvua on me if I eat. Meaning, if I eat, I'll be over in a Shvua. So, And that's all he said. So he's not. So here the Rosh Elise is catching up where we see in the words Shvuah Shaichel that Shvuah Shaichel to mean really Shvuah Shaichel. Dahainu is saying that if I eat, then I'll be Ivanis a Shvuah. That's what he's saying. And Yossi was Madaik that in the Rashi as well over there. Because Rashi says, right? If I eat, there's a shvuah. That's similar to this, similar to the Rosh. And so it could be in the first Gersa, the Rosh was a saisim, but maybe really meant, because no reason why, that should make a difference in the first Gersa and the second Gersa, whether or not we teach his words. Shvush Aichel, meaning that if I eat, there'll be a shvua, or to say just it's enough that we know he wants to make a shvua. Why should that be a difference between the gerus, whether it's achilna b'tmiya and he means le'aichel, or he actually says le'aichel? So it doesn't make sense in the Rosh that there should be a difference between the two gerus. He should be saying a different pshat. So therefore, I'm not so sure that b'chalal the deacon in the first pshat is a deacon to say that stam, if we know he wants to make a shvua, that's enough. And you don't need to articulate a shvua. Avapanim, but even to the second pshat, it's miyasha v'kreis kasha. I think that's what we also were trying to say this morning. That because what was v'kreis kasha, that we know you want to make a shvua. We said, but where's the lashon shvua? Elmai must be that a masha eichel should be shvua alai. Masha eichel should be alai b'shvua, which is shvua lashon eder. Yeah, one second. Shvua lashon eder. But lefi the Rosh. If what he means to say is shvuah she'aichel means that if I eat I'm over this a shvuah, so that's not a shvuah b'lashon eder. He said I should be over this a shvuah. What's a shvuah? Shvuah she'aichel. So then he's saying that if I eat there'll be a shvuah, but he's not being misyaches to the oifen of the shvuah, to the nusach of the shvuah. Whereas Firashi, he is. Firashi is saying Shvuah she'aichel means Masha Eichel, that Masha Eichel should be a lie Shvuah. That is the Nusach of the Shvuah. That what I eat from you should be on me a Shvuah. That's the Shvuah Blash Nedah. He's saying it should be a lie Shvuah. That's Shvuah Blash Nedah. His Bimsachas to the food should be a Shvuah. But according to the Rosh, he's not being Messiah, he's not articulating the lashon of the nether of the shvuah b'chlal. He's just saying, if I eat, then I'll be over shvuah. So that could be, well, what shvuah is he over? That then maybe it's like a yad. So we'll say what that means is he's saying that he's not going to. He's saying that if I eat, I'll be over shvuah. It's like he's saying shvuah shle'aichal. It's like he's saying shvuah shle'aichal. But mainly, it's not. There's no kitzur. Bottom line, there's no lashon nether here. He's just saying that if I eat, I'll be over on a shvuah. What is the nusach of that shvuah? Maybe shvuah she'aichel. And we. So that would answer Kriya's kasha. But even the way Rabbi Yehuda was saying the first thing, that's not what we know. The Fid Rosh is saying, if we know you want to make a shvuah, then that's enough. So I asked L'chari, you have to speak it out. So at least, that's what Rabbi said. L'mai said, there is a Marim Malkin. There's a Rashi in Adar, a Rashi in Kedushin, Daf Nun Amud Aleph, the sugya of Dvarim Shebalei Beinim Dvarim. And the Rashi over there says of the Upasin Dvarim Shebalei Beinim Dvarim, and the Rashi grapples with the problem of Yodais Ahei by Nazir. We had the case, right? The someone said, "Hey, Nazir," the other guy said, "Hey, I'll also be." He doesn't say what. So, Ayel Chariz Dvarim Shabbat Ben Dvarim. Rajba has a whole Rechazir. Elma, you want to say it's Xeris Akasa, the Parashat Yodis. So, let's learn out from there that Dvarim Shabbat Ben Dvarim. Kitzad Rajba has a whole discussion there about Dvarim Shabbat Ben Dvarim. And the Rajba ends up saying, he has another Kasha, where Truma, you can give him Machshava. Yeah, Truma, you can take a Machshava. Noisaneina b'tzadzeh, ba'aycha b'tzadzeh. You can think in your mind that the Truma, the Maisa, should be in this side, then you go in the other side. So, as I said, I dvarim shalei dvarim, or learn out from the dvarim shalei, have a dvarim. Even though you didn't articulate it, still it's good enough. You don't care. It's not a problem. Says the Rashi Yisoid that Dvarim Shablay Vayim Dvarim is only when it's a steer to what you said. Right? You said one thing, or at the same time, you sold your karka. Right? And you meant only if I end up going to Eretz Yisrael. I'm planning on making Aliyah, but if it doesn't work out, yeah, there's Corona and they close the El Al is not a business. Then I didn't mean to sell. But okay, but you sold it, and you weren't Masna. So you thought that the sale is only if X, Y, and Z. That's a stira to what you did say, and therefore the Ram Shalayan and Dvarim. Unless it's only the Muchach, whatever. But Mamela says the Rashba though. But when there's no stira to what you said, right? But a guy says a hey. Maybe it means he'll be a hey betainis. Maybe it means but it's not by explaining yourself. He meant benazir. It's not a steer to what you said. If it's not a steer to what you said, Samela over here, Dram Shabbat Havadvar. Akapon, we see in the Rajba that even Gabe Nadarim and Naziris, where we would have said this din of Dibur, Levatet Besvasayim, this din of Dibur, still the Rajba says, Dvaram Shabbat could work for Yad. And he's learning that the way it works is, it's not exactly as Kosov. You know, we finish it for you. Pshat is the way it works is because you're machshava. You know, sometimes it's yisoid the Rajma gaviyodis, which we have to keep in mind. This Rajma is important. Rajma gaviyodis. The way the Rajma understands yodis is that it's working mitzad because you want it. That's what you want to do, right? It's not pshat. You know, can we finish it for you? So like some luschon, some shining. Rajma saying, if a guy says, hey, since he wants to become a nazir, so that's enough. So it's really the machshava. It's really his machshava which is making the naziris, not the dibur. As long as it's not a stira, so then the machshava can work. That's the Rashi was saying. So you see, even by nedarim, it's shaykh the concept of machshava. So meila. So it would say, in our case, where we know for sure he wants to make a naziris, and I'm sorry, he wants to make a shvur, shloya yichal. So we asked, what do you mean? We need a dibur. I asked the Rabbi Abraham, you need a dibur. So according to this Rashba, you see that you made a darim, it's shayach without a dibur. Although, but we could ask still, Adab, once I bring the Rashba, but over here is a stira. Here he said she'aychal, and we want to say he means la'aychal. So it's chayav stira to what he's saying. So that you could say, if there's an umdana, believe of leiv kaladam, then even there's a stira, we say that there's an umdana, it's clear. Then there's no problem that it's a stira. That we see in the sugya, I think, in Kedushin over there. Akapanim. But the Aleph Beis and Shaykh and Nedim, which was to me the biggest problem over here, that was Craig's problem, that you can't make a Nedim without talking. It's good we know you want the Nedim. You can know that you want Fahim Bismarck in the Mice. If you didn't make a Nedim, you didn't articulate a Nedim, it's not a Nedim. So that much we see in the Rashbi Yisoid, that it's Shaykh to have a Nedim without articulation. It's Shaykh to have the Naziris without articulation. So then maybe that would allow us to think, at least in the Rosh, maybe as another Mahalach over here, that without the Shul Blash and Eder, still, if we know that you want to have a Shul Shul Eichel, that's enough.
What's the Rosh for adding the concept of Yodos as answer to the expression?
What? I'm saying for the Rajba that we see that Shaykh a Neder without a Dibur. When Craig says, very nice, we know you want it. We know we're convinced, we know 100% sure you want to answer Shvur Shlo Yoichal. Yeah? But you didn't say it. You said Shvur Shlo Yoichal. And then you have to say, in order to have a Neder, you have to say it. If you don't say it, then there's no Neder.
Need enough to be, yeah.
Again, So now because of Beit, what do you mean with the Yad? I'm just saying, you see for the Yad, the Rajma says that it works because that's what you want. That's the Dvarim Shebelev. The way the others works is the Dvarim Shebelev. Not because we understand completely. You said a half a lashon. That's a yad. That's a way of kill having the whole lashon. Or we finish the lashon a few different neschayas. Yeah, the Rambam is not like that. It's the dvarim shebelev which makes the net. That's why I see from this Rambam.
Even less dvarim.
What?
Even less
dvarim for the others to have. We have less dvarim. You don't need a full dibur. It's the machshav b'shebelev which is making the net. Okay, not the. Fine. That's
right.
Yeah. Okay,
I don't want to get back to that.
What?
Why is Shimon all this thing about headers? That's in a shul. And we know that shul would be Medayah from the shul. Or Remeir.
What do you mean?
Why are you going on Neder?
Do much shul. Shul was a Neder. Do much shul. Shul Shaychel. He gets a shul Shaychel. How do we get from shul Shaychel to shul Shalaychel? That's the problem over here. The problem that we're dealing with is. The Mishnah says Shvur Shaychel is Aser, and the Gemara says if you buy it's not Masarvin. So we know that you want Aser. The question is very nice, but how, where in the words Shvur Shaychel does it lie a Shvur Shaychel? That's the question. So the Rashi says it's the Ned Moshe Shvur. That's what Kfeger says, but the Shem that holds Ned Moshe a Shvur Blush Ned doesn't help. So that's the question. We're Remeir. We're not doing Mechalav Shmeihen. We're not talking about Mechalav Shmeihen. There's no Mechalav Shmeihen. He said Shvur Shaychel. Where's the Mechalav Shmeihen? Again, Mechalav Shmeihen means we deduce. If I say Loi Shvur Loi Aychel, there should be a Shvur. What I don't eat. So the flip side of that is a Shvur on what I do eat. That's Mechalav Shmeihen. One second. Shvur Shaychel, there is no flip side in Shvur Shaychel. What? If anything, the Mechalav Shmeihen of Shvur Shaychel is Shvur that I will eat. What's the Mechalav? That what? But there's no Shvur when I won't eat. You don't. The flip side of Shvur Shaychel is not that I won't eat. You don't see in Shvur Shaychel that I won't eat. You just don't see it. There's no mashmais in the word Shvur Shaychel. I won't eat. I'm saying I will eat, not I won't eat. The flip side can't be the opposite. Tov. Okay. Now, yesterday we actually left the middle of this nekuda in Taisvis. When Taisvis back to Moshe Boris back into Mechalav Shmeihen. So Taisa said the chard is steer in the Mishnah Minebe. The Reish is going to Remeir and the Seif Loish Vuleichalach, which is working with Simon Mechalav Dashmeihen. We see that we do the same Mechalav. Taisa Mechalav between Neder and Shvua, because Shvua is more Chomer. The Ran in the Darim, the Pezayin, is also Mechalav between Neder and Shvua, but differently. Because he understands. When the Gemara in Shavuos Lam Levav, the Taisus quotes that the Gemara in Shavuos is mechalek between Mamoin and Isser. The Remeir it says mechalav iyad b'shmeihen is not by Mamoin, not by Isser. And Taisus has problems over there. Steer is in the Darm. We see that it's an Isser, and still, we say mechalav iyad b'shmeihen. So the Taisus says no, Isser means Isser chama. That was Taisus. The Ran says. The answer to his kasha lamed vav. Ein Remeir holds mechalav v'neshmeihen by nedarim. Ein nedarim is iser. It's not moments. Remeir says by iser mechalav yad v'neshmeihen. Says the Ran because there's a fundamental difference between nedarim and shvuz. Nedarim is on the chafza, shvuz on the gava. So when we say, so that's called isura the islay m'mayna. Meaning that since we're dealing with the chefza, v'nir bein at any time we should not have maskim. So perek shuvos eidos chlasim em mechalav the shmeihen. The ones on the zayin hanimu moino inami v'isur d'ispei m'moino. Al v'isur greido islay. Oh, nedar v'isur d'ispei m'moino ninu. Mishum v'mishkaches bu el b'loy chefza. You're not shaykh a nedar without a chefza. Because nedar is not chalav shem em mamish. You need a chefza. That's called Isur Dismay Minor. Now, So mainly that's the chiluk Hashem gets shvu. He says, "Av shvuos ain't an ele sur ain't an ele sur greida shuchal begufay chim the sur greida nino their meir's might the machal lav at the shmeihen." So he's also machal like Taisa between shvu and neder, but Taisa says both are considered surim, but shvu is a chomer sur. We discussed yesterday. The Ran says that neder is not considered. Neder is not pure iser. Neder is considered iser. This is a minor.
Yeah.
Oh, what is a svar? I have absolutely no clue. In Tzitzis, we had a svar yesterday. It's more chomer. Then you're more particular about what you're saying. You're more particular about the nuances of what comes out of your words. You're very machben. How to say it? You're going to say it in a very difficult way because we're dealing with a very chomer dekinyanim. You're more careful how you speak. But the way according to the Ran, the Isur Mamayna, and Neder is called Isur Disme Mamayna because it's on a chayfetz. It's not even a momistic inyan, right? In other words, you could be machal between a momistic inyan and an Isur. People are more makbid by Isurim than by Mamma, let's say. You know, if you were to take the Gemara and say the Gemara and Shmuel at face value, the Chilu Mamma in an Isur. So you could have said, along the lines of Taisis, yeah, people take Isurim maybe more chomer than they take Mamanis matters, whether they should or shouldn't, but that's the Metzius, yeah? So, okay, that could have been the Chilik, right? What's that? In the Gemara, that would be called the Gemara. But Naran, the Ran includes Nedarim. When the Gemara talks about Isur Disme Mamayna by Saita, because there it's also there's a mamonis involved over there. There's a mamonis, money involved. Yeah, money matters. But Ran extends the inyan of mamon, money matters, to a neder because it's chal nechayfetz. Because neder is chal nechayfetz. But that's not mamon. It's still an iser. Nedarim is totally iser. It happens to be there's a chayfetz. It's just as a chayfetz, therefore, dafka over these, you don't say mechalav teshmehen. And when it's a pure issue, you do. Why should that make a difference whether yet mechalav teshmehen or not? It's beyond me.
No,
but Ram doesn't say anything about more chomer, not chomer. He says it's called mammon because it's not a chayv. He's not talking chomer. He doesn't say the chomer. The fact is, that is not a reason why should be more chomer, less chomer. Tai says shuos is chomer because the Gemara says that the whole world shook when Hashem said the Siddur Shemakach Lashalom. Yeah, Mishnah and shuos is more chomer. We explained yesterday. It being nishma b'Hashem, it's very chomer. So the svar in the Ram, you're just asking the svar. I don't know. I really don't know. Maybe we have a svar for the Ram.
I don't,
but it's just like, it's an immigration, it just adds to the problem. In the case, it says, Kevin, the Busser, Lush, and Bnei Odom,
Asnina, Gogu, and the Momondom. Was that explained what the Neder is? Why is the Neder like Momond?
Well, the
Ran
says it's on the
Chavtza.
You guys
say
it's a different
Svara? Kevin, the Busser, Lush, and Bnei Odom,
okay, I'll have to see the guy. But on the Ran, at face value, the Ran is very short, yeah? Now, so that's the second mile of the Rishonim to answer the Pshat and the Mishnah, the Steer Menei Bef, the Rishon, to say if the Rishon or Meir that holds Bechal Avila Shmei hands, and how can say, if you say, Lo Shvul Eichalach, that Hashulam Ash Eichalach. Yeah. Tais Bechal, both the Ran and Tais Bechal and Shua and Ed, but different ways. Tais says, Geshua is Mechamer, the Ran says, Geshua is on the Gavra, and Ed is on the Chapsa, so therefore, Ed is going to say the Mamet. The Ramban over here says different mahalach, and he pashit changes the girsa. He's the way out, and he says we're not gairis loy shvua leichalach. And the reason why it's a shvua is because if loy shvua leichalach, a mash eichalach should be a shvua. Rather, he's gairis. Machner sina lishvua leichalach. Lishvo, not loishvo, lishvo. Meaning, it should be a shvua, shalaychalach. Pasha, the kasha doesn't start. Because the whole problem was loishvo, loyaychalach means hashvo, mashaychalach. But if it's lishvua le'echalach, he's saying it should be a shvua shle'echalach. Very simple terrors, and therefore, for the Ramban, there's no difference between neder and shvua. Both of them, Remeir holds, Mechalav, Yad Neshmeihen.
What's the difference between the fast and
the fast case? So we have to look at the Ramban and see how the Ramban learns more than the Chalmavav. I didn't look. But anyway, what are you asking, Yossi?
What's the difference between the first and third case of the Mishnah?
What's the problem in the first and third case?
The first case is
Shvul. Oh, it says Shvul Le'echalach. So what's the wine in the other case? Lishvul Le'echalach. You had a question, Baisai?
What's the lesson of Rambam?
What?
What's the lesson?
Lishvul Le'echalach. So I was asking, so the ratio was Shvul Le'echalach. So what? You know, I guess maybe you would have had a Havimina. You would have had a Havimina that it means Lashvua. I don't know. Maybe it means Lashvua, not Shvua. He said Lishvua. I don't know, maybe I'm just making this up. Maybe we would have, like, Lish Niskele. You would think maybe he said Lishvua, he really meant Lashvua. I don't know. Maybe it's a chiddush. I don't know. We have to think about that. Okay. Fine. Look them all right. So again, so the Mishnah, we never really got to the Gemara's kasha. The main of the Shaychalach, our Mishnah says, Shvur Shaychalach is Eichel. Eichel v'lo Eichel. So Eichel obviously means Eichel, not lo Eichel. And the Mishnah Darim says, Shvur lo Eichelach, Shvur Shaychalach, all three of them is asa to eat. So it means shvur shayichel means lo yayichel. But the stira, the Gemara, Amar Baya, lo yil nachil namashma, lo yil nachil namashma. It's tam vada shvur shayichel means achilna. Is it right? So that, no, that's this opening line of Abaya, which you don't have in the Dharam, yeah, it's clear that you don't need Misarev in order that should be Eichel. It was showing me a problem. Because the Gemara by us, what does Abaya say? That Samazoi, he says, Shulash Eichel, he means I'll eat. Right? But Lekasha, Kam Misarev by Lechel, Kam Mishem Misarev by Lechel. And therefore he says Eichel, it means Eichel. They're trying to get convinced to eat. He doesn't want to eat. He's kept on saying Eichel, Eichel. No? So then when he says, it really means to say Shvush Eichel. But it's clear in our Gemara that let's say he says Tam Shvush Eichel without, you don't need Masarev in order that Shvush Eichel should mean Eichel. You don't mean that he keeps on saying I'll eat, and then he says Shvush Eichel in order that Shvush Eichel should mean Shvush Eichel. Naturally, Shvush Eichel is Shvush Eichel, like a bayis latzov. Lo'ilim dachil namashma. The natural meaning of the word Shvush Eichel, believe it or not, means I'll eat, right? Now, the Gemara in the Darim, the Shayin will ask, Gemara in the Darim is not like that. The Gemara in the Darim says, and their attack of the Lashon Abaye is different. Abaye says, She'oichel shtei l'shayin is mashma. She'oichel shtei l'shayin is mashma. And, yeah, Ha'i Mesarim olechel v'amra chilna chilna v'sushvo she'oichel d'chilna mashma. So the Gemara there says, it's mashma, that in order for Eichel, Shvush Eichel, to mean I will eat, we need that of Masarev, and he said Achilna Achilna. But if you just Tam said Shvush Eichel, that's not going to be, it's not going to be, we don't know what it means. If I can't, that's Lashon Gemara that Abai said, Sh'eichel is to Lashayin is Mashma. That's where, right in the beginning, Abai's opening statement, by us he says, Eichel is achil lemashma, unless it's masarev, they say loy eichel, loy eichel, then we say it means loy eichel. But samaz it's eichel. There it says, by it says, no, shtei l'shein is mashma, it's mashma that, and therefore, in order for it to mean eichel, also you need masarev. That's the pashat in the Gemara, that I'm trying to say, is a stira in the sugyas, what is the din by, if he stam says shvosh eichel, without masarev, without the hakdama of this whole dikuach, and he's saying eichel achil machilna. The argument's mashma anyway. It's eichel of this mashma that you need dafka masarev. That's Rishayim's problem. So the Rosh says, he basically lav dafka is the Gemara. He basically lav dafka is the Gemara. Yirsi yiserti. It's just extra, but chilz per gimel shvu is lesser. The pashtu masnisim bloy masarvin motzil ukma. El shagirz in dar mishuna, v'agavid chukim ne ukme b'masarvin. The Rosh says that Rishonim say that many places you'll find as you go through Maseches Nedarim, Rishonim say that the girsus Nedarim is mishuna. The Nedarim is a funny Masechta. Lashon is a very shver. I think I heard from Zell Gepstein, that's all. I think one time, because the Maisa, the Masechus Nedarim for some reason was not learned in the Tkuf of the Gaonim. I think in the Sefer Kolbo he has brings down a tshuva for someone of the Rabbi called Nidre. The whole pulmus in the Rishonim, what is the nature of called Nidre? You be matin neder, does it work, doesn't work, when you maisa meida, and then Kippur, what taken does it have? There's a whole discussion, what is this called Nidre all about? So one of the Gaonim was asked, and he says, he didn't want to answer the question, because he says that for 90 years, they haven't learned Maseches Nedarim. In the yeshivas of the Gaonim, they didn't learn Maseches Nedarim for 90 years. So I think Rabbi Zalek said, that's why, the Maseches Nedarim didn't get the zichuch, the purification of the Gaonim. The Gaonim went tkuf right after the Gemara, Savroi, the Gaonim right after the Gemara. So all the Maseches, I guess they fixed up the Lashonis here and there. And the Nedarim, they didn't learn Nedarim for some reason, so the Nedarim got never had that purification process. Like upon the Rosh says, the years of the Nedarim is Mishonah, so now we find extra things in the Nedarim, but the Akers of Gemara and Shavuos. But I'm just thinking, based on what I said before, the Dik in Abai's opening statement, it's not just the Gemara says, Masarah, not Masarvin. But here Abai says that Oichel is Achilna. Over there he says, it's Shtei L'Shainis Mashma. Sounds more that Abai is saying the Be'etzim Shtei L'Shainis Mashma. So, Akmat the Rosh says, Rosh Lavdafkas, he says that Abai, the argument is correct, and then Echadami, you don't need Masarvin, you don't need Masarvin for Oichel, it means Achel Mashma. The Ran by us says that the reason why, so even the Gemara Nedarim doesn't mean to say that the only time that she'oichel means achilna, if it was mesarev and he said achilna, and then he said shvo she'oichel, then we say he means achilna, right? Avada, if a guy says shvo she'oichel, of course shvo she'oichel means achilna. How could shvo pashu pshan shvo she'oichel means achilna? Shaykhul stama, nechala mashma. Dim lekein, he has a cute lashon. Lo yinach numakim lashon. If you tell me that you need masarvin in order for eichel to mean eichel, then words have no meaning anymore. Words have meaning. The guy says shvosh eichel, it means elite. Zeh, what's the? Why do you need masarvin? You need a whole show, a whole props in order that eichel means eichel. Eichel means eichel. Eichel means eichel. So he says, the reason why we say Masarvin over there is a chiddush. Abai over there says Masarvin is a chiddush. That even by Masarvin, loy lechel. Yeah? Shenirish ein bedaita kein. Kimin shusuch l'san. It's really the guy doesn't want to eat, right? Otherwise, if the guy wants to eat, they don't have to try to convince him to eat if he wants to eat. Yeah? Elmai, really the guy, the situation is talking about the guy right, doesn't want to eat. and they're trying to give his tea. So finally, he gives it, he says, Achilna, Achilna, yeah? So after they're nudging him, okay, I'll eat, leave me alone, yeah? So Mela, so since Batsimi doesn't want to eat, so there's a chiddush over there that even though it was Misarvin, and so then we don't say it was Misarvin, I mean, we know that really he doesn't want to eat, so there's a svarah to say when he says Achilna, it means Loyachal, so that's a chiddush. That still we say he means Oichel.
Well,
what?
He didn't say it.
Whatever he said, maybe he did. However you work out, he did. We have a way of teaching Oichel to mean Loyachal. That's not a problem. We worked that out already. He didn't have much sure whatever it is. So now we just have to figure out what does he mean. Does that mean to say that maybe, since Misarvin, maybe at the end, we know he doesn't want. So maybe this is smart to say the Shvua, there's half a mina. They say the Shvua is Loyachal, Kamashman Abaya. No, not that Dafka by Misarvin. By means in the dark, even by Misarvin, when we know that he doesn't want, still we say the Shvua is Chal.
Meaning,
that's our words.
What?
Meaning,
that means we go pass whatever he says, and
then we'll pass with us. No, the Kamash Malan is that, since he said Achilna Achilna,
and then
he said it, Maisi, even though he was being pressured, but Maisi agreed. One second. He said he agreed, so we assume that he's really agreeing.
Well, we assume he's das.
Yes. Yeah, we don't see that from here. It's a different question. Well, what's the din? But we go bas das or but here you don't see that. Here's not a Gandhi question. Okay. Fine. So that's how we can deal with the Misarvin. So we have three Mahalchim. We have the Rosh Lab Davkas. Then the round that says it's telling me a chiddush. Then some say it's takam chagas a sugis. Some say it's takam chagas a sugis. Now, Ravashi, that's a bayit. Chumashtah hachikama shvush l'arichal. Ravashi Amar, Tani shvush yoichal. So Ravashi is going to change the gears to the Mishnah. When Mishnah is Eichel, it really means She'i Eichel. She'i Eichel. Ravashi Bebaisa. Sorry, the Shvu She'i Eichel. She'i Eichel Loch. So Ravashi's gears is the Baisa. Not like Taisus and the first Taisus. Yahachi Maile Memra. Now the same lishna diskale, eskilek mashmalon. I would think that a slip of tongue, Rashi Amar diskel nichshel when it's kavin loyim shei. He wanted to say shayichol, but he said shei. That's how I would have thought. Mashmalon, luchare no. He said shayichol, so we say shei ayichol. We say means ayichol. Look, Taisus. No, so one second. So, okay. It's okay. Shiyachalach pshita, but par pshita el mishum, nahainu shlayachalach. Itani, nashlayachal, lakashle pshita. So we say, shiyachal pshita, so what's the kash? It's not that the case itself is pashit. But the chiddush is, that because we, and shlayachal, right, the Mishnah also says Shalai Eichel. Right, the Mishnah also says Shalai Eichel. So with that, we didn't have a kasha in that. That's Pshita. Elamai, the kasha is the Hainu Shalai Eichel. Hashloichel lekash, right? The kash is that the haim shloichel, which Amatzor Shum Kay the Menachem is right. If he tells his mashma that e oichel means a lashon e, a lashon of not. So he says that according to whatever the Menachem's whole pshat, which we're not going to go into right now, then the chayyur it's not kash pshita. That's kash pshita. The same thing. According to Menachem, it's not the same thing. Menachem has to rethink his whole shatir. I think, well, at least the Das Taisus.
It is the same
thing. It's not the same thing. It's the same result, but it's a different lashon mechal. It's a whole different way of doing it. It's a whole different way of doing it. It's not a kasha. The mission of the Brayis could tell me different ways of making the shua. That's the problem. I'm sorry now. As I think, top. I think Taisus is mashal like it. Say it right there. So Gemara said, listen to this way. Listen this way. I would think it's iskale. Kamash Malon. Kamash Malon. That no. Kamash Malon, that no, we accept it at face value. So here's the question. So okay, we assume that it was like iskale. Yeah? What if he says it was iskale? What if he says it was iskale? He says, I document to say Shaychel. I said Shaychel. So in that case, a Chayra, nothing should be Chal. It's like, guys, we had a case of Shlomim. He wanted to say Shlomim, he said Oyla. So he didn't say Shlomim. He didn't say Shlomim. And Oyla didn't mean to say, so there's no nether here. So here also, that should be the Chayra. The Rosh in Dharm, very interesting. The Rosh in Dharm says, we don't believe him. Since he said Shi'aichel, we don't believe him. They really meant to say Shi'aichel. And that's really Chorosh the Kapella. Mechtez, you don't believe him. And the Mukyez speaks out the Farish. Mugyez speaks out of Farish, and we'll see in our times also like that. Mugyez speaks out of Farish that if he tells us about his belief. Kamash Malon, the Stan the Dorm Lahachmir, Oysa Richas Onodonin, the State Havois, Shei Eichel, Umiyu, Imamar, the Akam Lishne, Posh the Mutter. The Pirushal Akal. That's a klal in the Dorim. Stam Dorim Lahachmer. Gemara says, the Pirushal Akal. Means if we don't know what he meant, we go to Chumra. But if you explain to us that he meant in a certain way, then we go to Kula. So here also, so the Chari we see that we believe you to Mekel. We believe you in the taich of the word that you meant, that you said, what is the Kula of Chumra. You know, so you said a word which can mean one or two things. I think Mark talks about Cherme Kainim and Cherme Loshen Cherim can mean two things. So we say Nomil Hachem, but if we say no, I meant the other one, which is not another, then it's we believe you. So why should we believe you over here? Also, others I ask Guf from the Mishnah and Shumas we mentioned, keep on mentioning. He said Oyla, he wanted to say Oyla, he says Shlomim, so he's Potter. If you don't believe him, then Bezdin should make him bring the one that he said. Elamai, we believe him. But then maybe he can say it's a Shalaful Nazara. Hagabonim, it was even there by even not by Kochim, by Meister also.
If you believe him, then the
Shua
is what he meant?
No, so I said before, if we believe him, they meant to say Shaychel, and his tongue slipped and he said Shaychel. Then l'chayra, it's nishni nishneher, because he didn't say l'mayis shal. He said she'i aichel. He didn't say she'aichel, and so therefore l'chayra is not chayv on a shvuv aichel. And she'i aichel, he didn't want to say b'chlal. So l'chayra would be should be b'atul the whole shvuv, I would say, unless we could say that we tied she. Especially the Mugreisiv has his Lashon Arichas L'Shainai. Doesn't sound like it was a very clear-cut, articulated She'i Aichel. So maybe, if he says he meant to say She'i Aichel, he stuttered, so then maybe we could tie it up that that's a way of saying She'i Aichel. Maybe. Ulai. That when he says Shi'aichel, and he meant to say Shi'aichel, and just his tongue got caught, so then maybe that is a way of saying Shi'aichel if that's what he meant. Something to think about. Would that be considered a way of saying Shi'aichel? And it would be different than Shlomim and Arlo. The shayla was what's found the Rosh. So why talk is he not believed? Shabbat Abel wanted to suggest this morning that if the guy Taka slipped, his tongue slipped, then maybe naturally he would fix himself. And since he didn't fix himself, that shows he didn't really mean that. Maybe.
According to the Rosh, if he fixes himself, then...
What? What? If he says,
Sheir Lach, and right away, he fixes it.
If it's Techli Dibur?
Yeah.
Then Techli Dibur always works. Techli Dibur can change. Techli Dibur don't. We had in
Brochus.
Now, Taisvis... What? What? Ah, so why didn't he switch over there? Ooh. Maybe he didn't realize it right away. Ah, so no, here also he didn't realize it. Oh, here, baby. Mahmoud's asking good. Nachum, excellent. Mahmoud's asking very good. So why in the Mishnah in Trumas don't we say that the fact that he didn't change his mind right away, that it shows? He didn't, that's what he meant to say. Okay, excellent question, Nachum. Excellent question. Right, Taisvis, everybody say. Taisvis also discusses this question about why don't we ask him. Chayre, lishnitzke lekel lemifrach kim nashminu shi'aychol. Amay itzuch lemisni bereisha shloyaychalach. Lizu avzuk tani. So Taisvis bothered. It's time. In the cases. Well, what's the chiddush of this case? The Rashi said Shvu Shloy Aichal, yeah. And the second says Shvu Shi Aichal. So, why do we need the first case? I Aichal is a bigger chiddush than Loy Aichal. He says the ketzer. We say Zu Avzu Loy Zu Avzu. First we say the Derech Hatan is say a small chiddush, and then say a bigger chiddush.
What's the
small chiddush
that's
being made
bigger?
Shaloi Oichel, there's no ways, there's no leeway.
It's not chiddush.
Tell you said before, it has to tell you that loch. It's not a kasha that tells you a loch. Tell you before it. Yes. But no chiddush. But the E Oichel is a chiddush because it means a shaloi.
It's not building on
the
chiddush. It's just like saying
correct. Tafka when the second one is building on the first one? I don't know. So, in Tafakaisis, in the Shaile, Mahe Bedaite, why don't you ask him? Why don't we ask him what did he mean? Did he mean, you know, the Chari means, why don't we ask him if he slipped or not? Right? Did he mean to say Shaichel? But he ended up saying Shi'i Aichel, or do you mean to say Shi'i Aichel? What's the why don't we just ask him? The Tais Veishleimar Gagain Shamar Shebedaite Kol Ma Sheyir Mashmoyes L'Shaynei. The very very difficult Taisus. Taisus says that he meant to say, he meant whatever his lashon is mashma. Whatever his lashon is mashma. Yeah? So what does Taisus mean? What does Taisus mean? What do you mean? He meant whatever his lashon is mashma. But That's a question when we, you know, if a guy said a word, you don't know what he means with that word. So a guy can say, okay, I don't care whatever it means. I'm just saying the word, whatever it means, it should be. But if he had a child, did he slip or not? So what does it mean he had in mind whatever his words would mean? Well, the question is not, what did you mean? The question is, did you slip or not? Did you mean, not what did you mean by the word? The question is, what word did you mean to say? Not what did you mean by the word, but what did you mean to say? So that by saying that, he meant that whatever the taicha of his words, whatever the word means, that's what's being mechayev him, that's very nice. But over here the shaila is not what did you mean by the word, the question is, did you mean to say it? So that by telling me that, oh, he said oichel, right? He didn't know what it meant. Okay, so then you could say the shvuos chal kafi what it really means. He's throwing it up in the air. But over here the shaila is not here the shaila, did you slip or not? Was there a slip of tongue or not? So how does that help? What does it help you to say that you want the mashmayus of your word should be kafi whatever the words mean? Yeah, very very difficult taisus. So Masha over here has two mahalachim taisus. Then we'll say the second one first, which he rejects. He rejects for one reason. I'm not really sure, but I would reject it for a different reason. And he says, "Inam Yerushalayim b'shei b'daitoi kol mashiyeh mashmoyes l'shoinei." The hainu, what does this mean? Kol mashiyeh mashmoyes l'shoinei. The hainu, oy sheyoymar she'oichel, oy she'ioichel. Meaning, he said something. He knows he has got a stuttering problem. He's not sure. Sometimes when he says she'aychal, it ends up saying she'aychal. And sometimes it's she'aychal. So whatever comes out, he's good. Whatever comes out of his mouth, he's willing to take. That's what the Masha says. So the Masha says, the problem with that, it says, Miyu lishna de iskil le'mash mahachi. Da'i ha'i b'dayta inami ha'she'aychal. So he says, the Masha has a problem. That the Gemara says iskel, his tongue got caught, right? Iskel ishnei. But according to this, if the guy knew that he might say this or might say that, then it's not that his tongue got caught. He's either saying this or that. Okay, this kasha really doesn't bother me so much because, like I said, it could be a guy's starting problem. He's not sure if he's going to be matzlich to say a she'aychal, or he's going to end up saying she'aychal, and therefore, it could be he's trying to say she'aychal, but he's not sure if what's going to come out. So that's what he means to say that kefir mashmai is a loshen in that pshat. So what's the problem? So the loshen of iskel is good. But I don't understand the other is though, because Mara says, Ma'od the same, lishne iskele, kamashmalan. I would think that his tongue got caught, what's kamashmalan? What's the kamashmalan? That we don't say his tongue got caught. Right? According to the Masha, the reason why we say that it's she'i aichel, that it's shvo shaloi aichel, not she'aichel, is because what he said, whatever comes out is what I want. That means if my tongue got caught and I said she'i aichel, I want a shvo she'i aichel. Whatever is going to come out of my mouth, I want to be mechayev me. So if I ended up saying she'i aichel, even though not the kavana, but I ended up saying she'i aichal, then I want a shvosh lo aichal. So the Gemara says, Mao the same, it was iskale, kamash malon, l'chari, that was lay iskale. Kamash malon, we don't say it's iskale. According to Masha, the kamash malon is not shaloy iskale, the kamash malon is that it's iskale. What's the kamash malon? That we're talking about, that he meant that even if it was iskale, He's willing to go along with whatever he says. So the reason why at the end of the day it's a shvur she'i oichal, the shvur she'loi oichal, is not because it wasn't iskalei, even if it was iskalei. But he's willing to go along with whatever comes out of his mouth.
So what's the man's name?
According to my show?
Yeah. The case is that
he said Iyaichal. I would think they really meant to say Sha'oichal. So Kamashma. Well, I would think that Ustam is correct. So if we're asking him, so the walls is what's the shot with Harry? What's the matter saying Kamash Malan?
What's the
matter of the table? Yeah. Okay, so I'm saying, say it. Calls out. It's a very sharp shot in the Gemara, in Tysus.
Yeah, but that might be what Masha's
like a stage I didn't want to. So what? Again, you showing the answer my Tash to Masha? How's Masha learning the Gemara? What does Masha say?
Yeah, he's saying he can't learn the Gemara from the
That's not Masha's kasha. Again, if Masha is saying that when Taisa says Fima Shmois, he means to say whatever's going to come out, I'm good with. Right? That's why we ask him. And he said, I meant whatever comes out of my mouth. If it's Eichel, it'll be Shmosh Eichel. If it's Eichel, it'll be Shmosh Eichel. Yeah, that's what we want to Taisa. That's very sure because it doesn't fit into the Gemara. So I was asking from the Kamashmal. You're asking from what's the Malan Zema? If the Mice is telling us either one, so then what was the happening?
You're not allowed to do that.
What aren't you allowed to do?
It doesn't work if you don't know what you're saying. You can't.
So that was the happening. Malan Zema that doesn't fit too well in the Lashon of Gemara.
It doesn't work at all.
What's the Kamash Malan? So then it shouldn't work. Wait, Menachem, according to you, so then there should be another. Because but the Mavar says it is. The Mishnah says, Bryce, the Mishnah, whatever you want, says, Sha'ichel means it's also eat. So then there is Chal at the end of the day. At the end of the day, there's Chal. So what's Kamash Malan? We don't believe him, but he told us. Taisa says, we ask him, and we believe him. Taisa assumes we believe him, right? Not like the Rosh. We do believe him. Yeah? So he told us, according to Masha, yeah, I meant whatever comes out of my mouth. According to Menachem, it's not going to be, it doesn't work. The other Rabbi seen Masha, he holds that you could do that.
I'm asking that it wouldn't work.
Again. What? But then nothing should, then again, we believe in that this is what he meant, right?
Right.
Okay. And according to you, that you can't make such a nether. So then, but then why is Mishnah saying that's us indeed? According to you, the month of Maskar, the nether should be Chal. Marsha, in his first pshat, Kafi, what they bring down in the Banim, in the Ways of Hod, they bring down from the Ram Shik, who explains the Marsha, which is also very bechidish. Marsha says like this, Ratzalayma, Shehuloi havi yada mashmaos sh'oichalucha. Beneskavin, Kafi mashmaos lishna, the inchi. Rabbi Abraham, that lashon in the Rasha doesn't really fit. He says, Rasha says, "V'chiman d'sha'oichel da'chilna mashma harin niskav l'kach da'chilna." So I'm not sure if the Ram Shif is going to fit in the Marsha, but let's just say Ram Shif himself that they bring down over here. Ram Shik, not Ram Shif. Ram Shik. So he says like this. Now when the guy says, he meant to say Shmuel Sha'ichel. Yeah? But he doesn't know what Shmuel Sha'ichel means. He doesn't know what Shmuel Sha'ichel means. The guy's an idiot. Yeah? He doesn't know what Shmuel Sha'ichel means. Does it mean to eat? It means not to eat. Does it mean, he heard a shit about Craig, he's all confused. He doesn't know what he's coming and going anymore. He doesn't know what Sha'ichel means anymore. Sha'ichel means Eichel means Lo'Eichel. He doesn't know. So He's when he says Shvosh Aichel, he means you guys figure it out. I'm saying Shvosh Aichel, whatever it means, listen to the Yadam, that's what I'm being making neder. Why the guy is doing this? I don't know. Maybe you should see a doctor, a vice chumash. Why he makes such a neder, Shvosh Aichel, and he doesn't know what it means. Okay, maybe guys got problems. But anyway, point is, but since he was willing, to make an eder of loy aichal, because he wasn't sure what aichal meant. He had a tzad that aichal means loy aichal, right? So it means he was willing, as far as the libai, we need pivli b'shavim, right? What he says has to shtim with what he's thinking, right? So in his lave, he's willing to make it shvur shaloy aichal. Correct? He's not sure what aichal means. So he's willing to have a shvur shaloy aichal. So now, what happens? He wanted to say shaichal, and he ended up saying shi aichal. Right? So even though he didn't want to say the words shi aichal, but maisa he said shi aichal. He said the word shi aichal. He articulated shvur of loy aichal, and in his mind, he was willing to have such a shvur. Not in the form of e aichal, in the form of aichal, if aichal means loy aichal. So when he said aichal, he was willing to have a shvur of loy aichal. Correct? In reality, he said Loyaicha, right? So, what he said, which is Loyaicha, really concurs with what he thought, because he was willing to have a shvur Loyaicha, and he said Loyaicha. So, that is enough to have a shvur.
What?
Why would it be a problem?
Yeah. Why?
Wait. Mashiach says not. I mean, the Mashiach says not, bro. That's what this means.
I think it's Pashat that works.
It's Pashat that works?
Yeah.
No. It's very not Pashat.
Why? He said last time was Elohim, and so.
I'll explain. Because just like the Mishnah in Trumas, where if he didn't say, he wanted to say Shalom, he said Ayla, so he doesn't bring an Ayla, because he didn't mean to say it, right? The Chayr Pasha we see from that is, words that come out of your mouth, that you didn't mean to say, those words are not binding, because you didn't want to say those words. So now, in our case, even though he was willing to have a shvur of Lo Aichal, but the word he was willing to have a shvur of Shelo Aichal if Aichal means Lo Aichal. Yeah? But he didn't want to say Lo Aichal. So the words Lo Aichal can't bind him to a shvur of Lo Aichal. He didn't want to say those words. The Chari Pashtun is, you see from the mission of Shlomim and Ayla, that words that you didn't want to say, you're not bound by words you didn't want to say. If you didn't want to say those words, then it's as if you didn't say it.
What's the reason? By the case of Shlomim and Ayla, the reason why...
Because you don't want to say it.
Because they're connected to your das.
What?
In this case, it's connected to your das.
Because you're saying it's only because you don't want to bring an Ayla.
Yeah.
But if you want to bring an Ayla, and... you don't want to say Ayla. Okay, so that's a chiddush over here. You ask me why is it a chiddush? What's other? Why it's pashut? I'm saying it's not pashut at all because you're right. That's how the Mishnah is going to learn. The Mishnah over there is only a problem because you don't want to bring an Ayla. So Mela, if you said an Ayla, that's nothing. But if you want to bring an Ayla, you don't want to say that. That's enough. But the pashut shot in the Mishnah, I think, is the words that you said that you didn't plan on saying. Then just Petun Mil Balma, those words have no meaning. So that's the issue over here. Do we say that when a guy said words they didn't want to say, he didn't mean to say. We say that it's not binding because he didn't mean to say it, or the reason why it's not binding is because he didn't want to have this nether. But if he was willing to have the nether and he said words which give him that nether, that's enough. That's the chiddush. Lefi Rav Shik, that is the chiddush of Tosfos.